The Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Adam Beis discusses the Maaseh when Rabbi Barvo found Elio Hanavi that he was in the Beis HaKfaris of the Gechavim, and he asked Elio, he says, Amrle, Lav Kain Humar, aren't you a Kain? My time a Kain, my Beis HaKfaris. How are you allowed to be in this Beis HaKfaris if you're a Kain? So Elio Hanavi answered him, he told him, Amrle, Lo Masi Mar Tyrus, didn't you learn Tyrus, the Tanya of Shemichai, Aymer, Kivrem Shal Gechavim, Imetamin, the Kvarim of the Gechavim, not Imetamin, he was in the Beis HaKfaris of Gaim, and for that reason he was allowed to be in the Beis HaKfaris. Taisus asks Akash over here on the Dibur Masel Amar Lei Lav Kain Humar. He says Tei Milari, if it's true that Eliyahu Navi is a Kain, then Hech Hechia Ben Ashal Amana. Then how was Eliyahu Navi able to be Mechayiv the son of the Amana? Came as a Kain. He was a Kain. Chesiv Yismanu Al Yelad. It's Mavui in the Pesukim that he touched the Yelad. He was Mechayiv him, but Lachar is a Kain. He's also to touch a Mace. What was his Heter to be Mechayiv this son of the Amana that died? And Taisus says, "Bishlam Hashem bar lo shecheyeu l'kachay amutim shem b'kuach nefesh." Like Taisus, you have to say that it was baritem, it was pashatem. He knew for sure that he'll be able to be mechayah him, and therefore it's mutter for him to be metame to this yelad because of p'kuach nefesh. It's mutter to be metame mishum p'kuach nefesh, and he knew for sure he'd be able to do it. And for that reason, Eliyahu Navi was allowed to be metame to this vlad, to this child. The Achanim have two very stark conclusions on Taisus. Number one, the Achanim are bothered that the lashon of Taisus says that it was bar lo shecheyeu. He knew for sure that he'll be able to be mechayah him. Sounds like that if he didn't know for sure that he could be Mechayim, it would be Aser. But why should that be? The Gemara says that even Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Kotar Kula. It doesn't have to be a Vali Pikuach Nefesh, even for a Safek Pikuach Nefesh or Ivan Isurim. So even if it was a Safek, even if he thought there's a chance, it would be Mutter for him to be Metame. Why does Taisa say that it had to be Bar L'Shecheyeh? Why did it have to be Klar that he for sure knew that he would be able to be Mechayim? Another question is that the din of pikuach nefesh pashas only applies to a person who is alive and is about to die, but someone who's already dead, that there's a din of pikuach nefesh to be mechayim, to bring him back to life. Pashas, you don't find a din of pikuach nefesh over there. So what is bechlal the tzushtal to the din of pikuach nefesh to be mechayim esim? So the Nitziv in his Pirish Amik Sheila and the Shultis has a beautiful hesber to answer both of these kashas, behektim the sugyan yuma and daf pehei. The Gemara Pehem Beis is trying to find the mucker for this din, that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara first brings a pasuk of, it says, V'shomber Bnei Sosa Shabbos, Amr Tai Chalol Alev Shabbos Achas, Kedish Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. So we learn from this pasuk, it's Kedai to be Michal one Shabbos, to save a person in order that he should be able to keep many Shabbos. The Gemara says that's a good mocker, but the Gemara says, Ashrichan Vaday Safek Menolim. That pasuk only tells us that if it's a Vaday, that you'll be able to save him, that it's worth it to save him. But if it's only Safek Pikuach Nefesh, that we don't have a raya to, even for a suffolk, he can be Michal Shabbos. So the Gemara ends up saying another pasuk. The Shmuel says that the pasuk is Eila Mitzvah Sashayasa Oisam HaAdam V'Chay Behem V'Chay Behem V'Lo Shiyomus Behem. That the Gemara says is Mashma. Even B'Makom Suffolk, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to that a person should be able to be alive and he doesn't have to die because of a mitzvah. So that is Mashma. Even B'Makom Vabe. So then Nitziv says it's before from the Gemara that there's really two makaris, at least two, but there's two makaris it could be Michal Shabbos Mishum Koch Nefesh. The first one is from Chalal of Shabbos Achas Kiddush Yishma Shabbos Asharbe, and the second one is V'chai Behem Eila Mitzvah Asher Yasa Oisam Ha'adam V'chai Behem. The first one tells you only Vaday, and the second one tells you even Safik. There's like the Nitziv, there's another chiluk between these two drushes. The second drusha that says V'chai Behem, it says Eila Mitzvah Asher Yasa Oisam Ha'adam V'chai Behem. Sounds like you could only be Mechalal Shabbos and be Ivar Nisim if it's for an Adam, but someone who's not an Adam wouldn't apply. So L'mashal for a mace, as like the Nitziv, a mace is not an Adam. Being that a mace is not an Adam, the Avada, there wouldn't be a heter to be Michal Shabbos and to be over Yisurim to be Michal Yameis. But that's the first mocker of Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Kiddush Yishma, Shabbos is Harbe, that would apply even to a mace. It doesn't say you have to be an Adam, it says anyone who you could cause him to keep many Shabbos, it's Kedai to be Michal one Shabbos to cause him to keep many Shabbos, and that would apply to a mace as well. So the first mocker would apply to a mace to be Michal mace, and the second mocker would not apply. But Midichi, so the first mocker is only matter when you know for sure that it's gonna the Pikuach Nefesh will work. But if it's a Safik, you want to be allowed to do it. The second mocker is Mashma, even Makam Safik, you can do it. But the problem is, when it comes to a mace, the second mocker doesn't apply because it's not called an Adam, only the first mocker applies. So that would come out. La'ilam Midvarav is that. That you could be over on can be Michal Shabbos to be Michayim Mesim. That's nichol in the first pasuk, but only b'makom vadi, not b'makom safik, because that pasuk is only matter when it's a vadi pikuach nefesh, not a safik. So Meili says Taisus is beautiful. Taisus says that being that we're talking about a mace, and when it comes to a mace, the din of safik pikuach nefesh doesn't apply. Only the din of vadi, because it's not nichol on adam. So you only have the mucker of chalal of Shabbos Achas. So for that, talk has to be a vadi, not a safik. And that's why Taisus was medactic b'lshanei to say that it was bar lo shechayehu. And therefore is mutter mishum pikuach nefesh.